first song playing that. So no, I'm amazed about the talent of people when they sit behind that piano, behind that keyboards. That song, the Canon in D. Where do you hear it?
Weddings.
So you have a three-part sermon today. The first part is the wedding part. Some weeks back, we had a wedding here at Mount Calvary. And it was beautiful. It was a small wedding. Friends who attend sometimes our concerts on Friday night. They attend church elsewhere, and they said, Pastor, would you mind us being married in your church, and would you mind performing that ceremony? And I was so blessed to have that opportunity. And about two-thirds way through the ceremony, not cemetery, I was able to share something that the bride had written to the groom. And I want to share with you a few little excerpts from that, because I love it when people write things from the heart. I love it when people share things from the heart. I believe that it blesses not only that person who is hearing, but that person who is giving. And it also blesses all those around. We started our service today. God will take care of you. And I love to hear people just stand up and say what God has done for me and how He is taking care of me. You'll be amazed about how many blessings there are to others. I would like to thank everyone for being here today. I can't think of a better group of people to spend this day with. Today, I am the happiest woman alive. I don't think there could ever be anyone in the world more perfect for me than Roger is, and I appreciate my good fortune in marrying such a warm-hearted and loving man. For the past 4 years, he has been everything to me, my partner, my best friend, my soulmate, my chauffeur, my handyman, my cleaner, and sometimes my butler. He brings out the best in me. He makes me laugh, and he makes me enjoy each and every moment of life by just being a part of my life. They say you don't marry someone you can't live with. You marry someone you cannot live without. This is certainly Roger. I simply could not live without him. Look forward to getting older and grayer with him by my side. Today, I marry the best man that I know. He is kind, caring, loving, funny, and refined in all the necessary ways, and he is a wonderful father. She says to him, she says, Roger, when God made you, he did well, and you have never proven him wrong. I am happy to marry you this day, but blessed immensely to share the rest of my life with you. And just in ending, I always want to finish with these three most important words that I want to hear from you. Yes, my darling. And most importantly, anything you want. When people share things from the heart, you know it. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be pre-planned. I got a phone call last week, and after that I'm going to share with you the scripture. But this phone call was from a 9-year-old. And he was telling me about the pride that he had in winning the trophy for the 9-year-old Pioneer League Baseball Championship. Now, there are proud grandparents back there. And if you can look beyond Marvin and his little Boy Scout smile this morning, he's so proud, grandfather. The joy of those boys playing just thrilled my heart. I got a chance to run out and just see a little bit of the game. The enthusiasm that they have is infectious. And they are playing from their hearts. And I know that I know they like to catch and throw, and I know they like to hit, and I know they like the uniforms. But the most important thing to each one of them, I believe, and they will not agree with me, you may not agree with me, but the most important thing to them of all is they get to slide. Their uniforms get to be, what, dirty. And what pride they have getting up and dusting off the uniform after they said the play may be on the far side of the field, but they're going to slide here. Why? Because you got a chance to slide. They are into it. They are into it. And I believe that if you've come to church, I believe that you've been fortunate enough within your heart to have the Lord Jesus Christ to come in, to save you from your sins, to grant you this eternal life. I believe that you're into it. I believe that these questions that you have within your heart, within your mind, He is in the process of answering, and I believe that you are into it. I believe that people that you come into contact with that are sharing things going on in their lives and the challenges that they have and the way that God has just molded the pieces together to make it work, I believe you're into it. And I believe when somebody comes to you and they tell you something that is hard for them to share. And friends, you know as well as I know, there are things that people share with you that it takes a lot for them to share that. I think you have that responsibility, and I think here at Mount Calvary you do it well. You are into it in the compassion that we have one for another. We don't get it right. We make mistakes, but we are into it. I'm finishing this set of scriptures. 15th chapter, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes that it may bear more fruit. A very, 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 very simple scripture. One that causes us pain at certain times. We're so thankful to be in Him, but it's tough during those times of life where the pruning takes place. It's so difficult in our lives to learn, and it takes time. I believe that your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that your walk with Him, it improves. There's an old song they used to sing many years ago. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The more that I love Him, more love He bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. And I love that song because it talks about how God is becoming sweeter. But you know the truth in that song is that what? We are becoming, hopefully, sweeter in our walk, in our care, in our share. I don't have time for things that are trivial. I don't have time for things that do not bring glory, that are not uplifting. And you can simply set your mind to the task of being positive, a positive influence to others in their lives if you simply let God lead, guide, and direct. That pruning, it's a difficult thing. I saw the pool is open at work, and where there are pools, there are kids running right by the little sign that says no running. You know that what I'm talking about? And whenever there is pools and there are kids running, then occasionally there is what? That tumble, followed by that crying. And that mother coming over and saying, first, what did she say?
I told you not to run.
No, she doesn't say, I told you not to run. What does she say? No, she doesn't. She says, where does it hurt? I saw this happen, and a little tumble it happened. And immediately came up, and she grabbed, and she says, oh, where does it hurt? It really didn't matter where it hurt at. What mattered was that mother saying, where does it hurt? Because immediately those tears of frustration and crying and, oh, I'm going to get in trouble. Why? Because I was running when I was told not to run. All was pushed away. Why? Because that child knew that that mother cared. Where? Where does it hurt? When we sing, God will take care of you, we sing it knowing that that message is God asking us, where does it hurt? The part of your life that sometimes you're challenged with, the part of your life when you, it's difficult. It's difficult. The pruning that takes place. The way God shapes and molds us. And I don't know any of you that this spring, if you did any pruning or anything at all, you know, this year probably more than any, the growth on the trees and the shrubs has been stronger than I've ever seen it. I mean, they're going wild out there, the growth this year with all the rain, all the moisture, all the snow we had over the winter, plenty of water in the ground. And boy, if you pruned at the right time, they're just flourishing. I've been asking people about their gardens. I do that for two reasons. Number one, I am concerned, and I'm hoping because the effort that they put in, the sweat of the brow, how they are placing their time and effort, God will reward that with those wonderful vegetables. And second of all, I hope they will remember me at that time. That's true. Because to me, there is nothing like fresh vegetables from the garden. The fruit of labors. After the pruning has taken place, that fruit. Things that you can simply enjoy. Now I will tell you how God takes care of me. Last Saturday night at the wedding I was at, it was beautiful. The wedding went fine. The reception was fabulous. I'm getting ready to leave. It's 9 o'clock in the evening, and I am gathering up. They had a little thing on the table there. They've got little candies that you have, different colors, you know. Everything was just so coordinated. It's beautiful. I'm grabbing that. Oh, that'll go good later. This will go good. I'm walking out, pockets full. And I am saying goodbye to everyone, the bride and the groom, the parents, all the people, thanking them for, oh, it's just a wonderful time. And as I, and you know, if you were here last Sunday, there were two wonderful vases filled with flowers, right? Eric, Martha were pretty flowers, weren't they? They're just beautiful, beautiful. Barbara and David, you know, and they had to leave early, but Barbara, she does a lot of volunteer work at the hospital and all like that this afternoon, so most likely there are items that they need to take care of. But for the anniversary couple, oh, those wonderful flowers. So I'm out walking with those flowers out of that. And I get outside almost to the curb, and I reach into, and I don't have my keys. And I reach into the pocket. My keys are in my right pocket. And I'm the kind of individual, a little different from most of you. I do things since I have a lot of responsibilities, I think, probably not, but I think, so I do things in kind of a set way. When I go to the mall to shop, I pretty much park in the same spot, so when I walk out of that mall, I know where my car is. I don't go for the nearest space because I can't remember where that space is. There are certain things in my life I do on routine because it works for me. I have in my pocket, in my left-hand side on the back, there is my wallet. If that wallet is not in that pocket, in another pocket, I think I'm wearing somebody else's pants. So that's, this is the kind of guy that I am. And I never lose my keys. I have keys to the house. I have keys to the church. I also have another set of keys to have all the buildings over Tivoli, all the basements. I have keys. Keys are very important to me. I don't have my keys. I go back into the room. I am sitting there. I'm looking where I was sitting at. I look under the table. I look under the table. There are no keys. And I'm going, well, I danced a dance. Maybe I got wild and they're slung. So I look around the dance floor right there. I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, who can I call? It's Saturday night after 9 o'clock here. I've just been to the reception. Here's the preacher, goes to the reception and loses his keys and can't find his way. That doesn't sound good, does it? I say, God, would you help me find my keys? And I reach into my pocket and I pull out the valet ticket. True. I pull out the valet ticket and I realize that, you know, that guy that parked my car, he probably needed my keys to do that with. Joe Klein, I can relate, brother. It is so nice when you can simply laugh at yourself. It is so nice when you have things in your life that you just don't do it right. It doesn't work out right. But my friend, I believe this thing about God will take care of you. He has done it for me all of my life. I feel that I'm one of the luckiest individuals. Why? Because of the people that God has placed within my life. Because of the character and the qualities and the individuals that God has surrounded me with. I believe I'm very, very fortunate. Sometimes I'm challenged. I, just like all of you, have questions. But when you go back to the important things, when you go back to those things that just, they ring out like a tuning fork right from the center of your heart and soul. I once was lost, but now I'm found. This morning, Joe Klein and I had another one of those little moments, and we have the cross in front of you here, and we flipped it around because we had it sitting backwards, and Joe laughed. You see that cross there? At the base of it, at the foot of the cross, we're all made the same. God has no superstars. He has no one that is any better than you. You are an individual. You have things in your life that you and you alone share with God. And He loves you and He cares for you. And I believe that God, if you simply allow Him by asking Him, reading your word, being faithful in the things that you know you ought to do, He will take care of you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in your house. We have sung praises unto your name. We have shared. And God, I want to thank you for all the testimonies that we heard today. We want to thank you for the many individuals that have been willing to share from their hearts, honestly, how that they have just been blessed and how you've taken care of them. Now, God, prepare us for the week that you have ahead. We know that later this week there'll be many celebrations. Keep our folks and keep all our family and extended families just safe, surrounded by your angels of safety and mercy and comfort. And be your will, bring us back again unto your house so that we can sing praises unto you. And God, lift up those prayer requests one more time. Allow us when we leave here to feel like we have been in your house.